Tell me some of the most interesting werewolf cases you've stumbled across.
Well, one of the oddest ones I thought, it's called the Ansbach werewolf. And it was a German case in the 17th century, late 17th century. And that was where there was a wolf that was going around ravaging the countryside, terrorizing people, killing women, children, and animals. And the villagers believed that it was their dead burgomaster. He was a hated and feared man. They believed that he was returning from the dead in a wolf form and acting as a werewolf. So they, the hunters from the village finally managed to chase this wolf down and kill it. And what they did to sort of exorcise this evil from their village was they dressed the wolf carcass up in the clothing of the burgomaster, including his suit, a mask, a wig, and a beard, and then they hung it up from a gibbet. And then they took the carcass down and put it in a museum. And that seemed to get rid of the werewolf presence in their village. I thought that was very strange.
Now, are there groups of people like vampires running around this planet who actually believe they're werewolves?
Yes, there are. We find cults of magical living werewolves. They call themselves by various names, and some of them actually believe that they can induce a form of shape-shifting where they acquire wolf-like characteristics. They say that, for example, their hands will become more paw and claw-like and sprout hair, and that they get hairier all over, and they want to eat raw meat and that sort of thing.